One only has to look at such recent edifices as the so-called Fred and Ginger Building by Frank Gehry or Jean Nouvel's Andiel Centre to see that Prague's architecture becomes more and more ambitious year by year. Yet there have been a few more industrious projects than the groundbreaking relocation of the Chapel of St. Mary Magdalene, a move which saved the monument from certain destruction. As the building celebrates 50 years since this momentous operation, Chris Jarrett looks at how and why such an undertaking was made possible.
Standing on Chekhov Most, on the northern bank of the Vltava, and with the Letnar hillside towering above, one barely notices the humble 17th century rotunda of the Chapel of St. Mary Magdalene. Yet, this unimposing exterior conceals a fascinating history. 50 years ago on Thursday, this Baroque monument was moved in its entirety over 30 metres upstream, the first architectural relocation of its kind in the country. Built according to the design of Italian architect Giovanni Battista de Barifis, the chapel initially functioned as a monastic vineyard, remaining in its original location until 1956, when complicated traffic arrangements around the nearby bridge and plans for a new staircase leading to Stalin's statue threatened the preservation of this remarkable monument. Professor Jiří Kotalík of the Prague Academy of Creative Arts explains what makes this particular chapel so unique.
Chapel is very interesting because it has an oval ground plan. And oval is a very important, significant form for movement, perspective and radical architecture. So for that reason, it's very important in the development of architecture.
For the Chapel of St. Mary Magdalene, help came in a highly ambitious form. The academic Stanislav Bechinje proposed a complex project to transfer the building further along the river Vltava. In a challenging operation, the structure was reinforced using a timber frame and supported from beneath by a concrete and steel foundation, before being transported northeast along the embankment on rails. Professor Jiří Kotalík described his personal impressions of the chapel interior after the move.
I remember that for me very impressive was some kind of, let's say, intimacy of the space. Beautiful light, beautiful illumination from the upstairs. And the very intact situation. So this chapel was not, transformed, was not too much restored. There was no additions. It's really, you feel a little bit like 300 years ago.
Indeed, it is something of a miracle that the Chapel of St. Mary Magdalene remains standing at all in modern times. Towards the end of the 30 Years' War, Swedish troops used the chapel as a stronghold from which to fire upon Prague students defending the old town. Having survived this turmoil, the structure was then defaced in 1783 by order of Josef II, and the desecrated site used as a timber yard for many years, until it was acquired by the city of Prague in 1908, restored, and granted status as a working Catholic church. And so, the transportation of the Chapel of St. Mary Magdalene in Prague paved the way in this field of architectural relocation in the Czech Republic, bringing a whole new meaning to the expression, moving house.